Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen, and much to discuss. The Grammys happened. Some other things happened. First,
that's like what?
That's
what
happened first? I don't know. First? Other things. Yeah. Vanderpump Rules started last night, which I did not watch. What's up, guys? How's life?
It's pretty good. I actually was the one who put Vanderpump Rules in the outline. I take responsibility for that, for all the reviewers who complain about when we talk about Bravo. I don't want to talk about it for that long, but okay. I watched it last night. I really think it has potential, and I give the show a lot of credit for being able to transition its cast and be still. I'm like really curious what's going to happen.
I didn't realize it premiered last night, but I would have watched it if it did. I've watched the whole time. I think it's still a very entertaining show. Yeah,
I missed the last few seasons.
It had a few. It had some lulls.
I thought last season was great. I enjoyed last season a lot.
I agree, but I didn't start watching it until like the end. Okay. And I just feel like this season has so much potential.
Do you think I have to catch up to watch this season?
No, I think you could watch last season and then start this season.
Yeah. I mean, I watched just for like the Brock, Sheena. Sheena and Brock, I think, are very entertaining. At least
was that last season?
I think it was last season where it was like Lala calling him. Well, it's also funny to watch Lala like scream at him for being a terrible dad and like a bad person and say how much better Randall is. And then
that's so sad.
Well, the reason I think this season has more potential is than even, you know, last season wasn't bad either, but I think this one has more potential because now they're all single and there's a lot of exes all within the group still. And I just think it's basically like starting at season one, it felt like to me.
Are they going to deal with the divorce this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, all the divorces. There's a lot of divorces
in itself.
That's a great point. At the reunion of last year's season, they announced the Lala breakup and the James and Raquel breakup. And then since then, we've had the Katie and Tom breakup. Yeah, so those are like the main core cast members.
I mean, I don't want to watch Jax Taylor, but I am curious what's going on with with the Britney situation. Maybe she'll be back single next season or she'll make an appearance. Who knows?
I, too, am interested in what Jax and Britney are up to, good or bad. I don't know what that says about me, but I kind of want to know what they're doing.
So that was last night. And then Summer House is on Monday. And
New Jersey,
just started.
Yes.
And Jordan, you were just on our Bravo by Betches podcast.
I was on Mention It All. I was on Mention It All. I'm going to be on there, by the way, for anyone who's curious on all of my Real Housewives of New Jersey thoughts.
I am curious.
I'll be on there every Wednesday.
Quick TB on Jersey. What's the top line? Like, what did you think of that episode?
I always think Jersey starts very strong. I think that they always come in with like some pretty good drama.
I was watching it, and while I was like paying attention, I was like, I'm more interested in like real like yelling of not yelling, but like real friendships breaking up, which I'm interested to see how Teresa and Dolores end up breaking up this season. Like the whole like Jennifer yelling at Dolores, it's so for the show. It's so boring to me. I like Dolores and like the Frank stuff, but I even think that is all for the show. You know,
I mean, you kind of have to think everything's for the show in every
not
show,
everything,
really,
though.
Kinda.
I think the beauty of Jersey was that, it wasn't all for the show. Because they were also actually intertwined. Now they're less like intertwined.
Just like sort of forced dramas of people who take sides, and that's why I'm like interested to get like the real stuff. So whenever like they're all yelling at each other and it's about nothing, I just get so bored.
Well, they're trying to, I think they did try to wrap up some of the stuff that's been going on a little too long with the Teresa-Margaret rivalry.
Yeah.
They seem like they're trying to put a bow on that. And I was saying, I mean, like they're trying to make it seem like Teresa got like a partial lobotomy in the off season because she came back very willing to... Yeah. So, well, right. He's trying to get her into therapy and like not do what comes naturally to her. So I'm interested to see how that pans out. I don't really want to like, if she does fully reform, that's not going to be good TV, but it would be good for her. So I'm interested to see how that her pans mental out health as well.
Yeah. They leaked a lot of text messages. I think Melissa leaked some, and then Louis leaked some that was just like about how they were saying on the show that Melissa and haven't spoken to Jerissa for a really long time, but then they leaked things showing that they have spoken on both sides. Like Louis has been pleading with them to like be friends and like come to her birthday, and they were like, no, it's never happening. Like we've been doing this respectfully. You've been here for 2 years. We've been doing this for like 25 or whatever. Like it's not happening. And people seem to be like really over Melissa.
Is this the longest that Melissa and Teresa haven't like been in contact with each other?
I don't know.
Those are two people who I genuinely believe don't like each other.
Yeah, oh, I totally agree.
So I don't think that's
they hate
fake
each other.
It's like, yeah, it's like deeply psychological for them too because of the family stuff.
Like that to me is cool because it's like family stuff.
That's why I find them to be the most interesting
versus like Jennifer just trying to hold on to like her cast position by like just siding with Teresa. And just yell, like, fighting with Dolores right for no reason. But anyway.
And Teresa doesn't care at all about Jennifer.
Zero. They're so tan this season.
Teresa was very tan. But they all, you know. I think the new girls have potential.
Yeah. I thought they were good. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
All right, should we talk about Grammys?
Yes.
I didn't watch, so I don't have
I didn't either until, and obviously, like, I watched all the clips, like, of the, you know, the key moments. I didn't watch until the very end because I was like, oh, I want to see Beyonce probably make a speech, which I assumed she was going to be making. And then she didn't, but she enjoyed what I saw. No, I know, because, well, she didn't make the one that I thought she was going to make, which is going to be for Album of the Year. Like, I tuned in at the end thinking she would win.
Oh, you thought she was going to win. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then Harry Styles won, which, I don't know, doesn't really feel whatever.
I felt like
Harry
okay.
Styles. Nothing against him. But
yeah, people were pissed that he won and not Beyonce.
I just don't think that album was better. I just don't see how.
I don't either. Although some of his songs were like really, really viral, you know. But
virality
now,
is like.
And they like forced me. Like, I hate when I turn on the radio and I know the words to this song that I do not like.
Which one?
You know what I mean? Like any of his, any songs.
Any Harry like, Styles song?
Any song, just general song. Okay, like, yeah. I don't like this, but I know every single word. And I don't even
know
words
mean,
to
yeah.
songs.
So is the idea that Beyonce has never won Album of the Year? Is that
yeah,
what
that
they're
specific
saying?
Award.
She didn't even win it for Lemonade?
For nothing.
To me, that's crazy. I didn't think this album right? was her best album. I'm not like, I don't think it's that shocking that she didn't win for this album. I thought it was, personally, I'm not picking the awards. It's, I thought it was fine.
You're not.
Lemonade, I thought was yeah. like the best album I've ever heard in my entire life. I can't believe she didn't hear for that one. I don't know what award season that
was. And she made that HBO special. Like that was iconic. Yeah, I don't
remember who beat her out for that.
I just don't know if it's that. I agree that the Beyonce album wasn't like the best she's ever done, but I don't know that Harry Styles is better.
I don't really like Harry Styles' music at all, personally. So I don't mean.
Okay, so
I like his viral songs. Like because it's been subconsciously
Adele beat her.
Into my brain.
Adele beat her in 2017. 25. Yeah, Lemonade was better than 25. She should have won that year.
Right. Okay, so she won a different award. And she became the most awarded Grammys artist in that night. But
that's exciting.
Which is really exciting. And also, for me, one of the highlights of the whole show was Lizzo's acceptance speech, which I watched after. I didn't watch it during. And her shout out to Beyonce and her like jumping up and down.
I know. That was cute.
It was so, I haven't been that happy watching something on the internet in, I can't even remember the last
it was
time.
Like, and,
where I was
so
like
cute.
Genuinely smiling.
And you
and
watch
Beyonce
a lot of
was
things
really pumped.
On the internet.
I know. Yeah.
And like
just the
Beyonce
way she
was genuinely
about...
happy for her.
Yes.
Like that
yes.
part. It was like very, it wasn't like just a fangirl. It was like seemed like they have a relationship and that was like
totally.
Mutual respect. It was cute.
Yeah. Like them and Adele seem like they're all real friends. And they were referring to each other in their speech. Like I think Lizzo said something like Adele and I were just doing something over there. And it was like, I don't know. I just, the way she spoke felt so genuine. And she just feels like a lovely person. Whatever the opposite of sending someone to the Cayman Islands is, that's what we need to do for Lizzo.
Talk about three people you would not want to be up against at karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Or like oh for a Grammy.
Or for just, but that's like, I don't know. That seems like a fun crew to hang out with. Good combos.
The funniest is that Harry Styles continues to say dumb shit. Like from when he did the tour for Call Me By Your, what is it? Call Me Darling? Darling, Call Me?
Don't worry, darling.
When he was like, when he was, you know, it's just a movie, but whatever. This time he says, people like me usually don't win these. And everyone's like, what?
Oh my God, that actually, okay. When he said that, I was like, okay, like what about him? I went to his Wikipedia. I was like, was Harry Styles like raised in a trailer park? Like where did Harry Styles come from? Turns out he's just like, it seems like a pretty normal middle-class kid.
Just like a boy.
Who had,
I think maybe won that show.
Won that X Factor.
And was put in a boy band. He didn't win. He didn't win X Factor. He was put,
no,
he
was
lost
put
X
in because he lost. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was put in One Direction. And then he was kind of like the breakout-ish of One Direction. And dated Taylor Swift, which is, you know, not meaningless.
It was completely produced by Simon Cowell. It's like a factory. He was like created, basically.
That's how like all those bands happen, except for.
Yeah.
That's how like all those pop bands happen.
Yeah. No,
isn't that how every artist happens? Someone creates their image and then says that's who they are.
No, not like Lizzo, for example.
Okay, not Lizzo.
Or like Cardi B. Or
there's people who are manufactured or like.
Not to mention Avi's favorite band, Goose. They were like friends who started a band and then they blew up.
that's a little different. But like, I remember watching like a Rihanna Oprah interview where she talks about how they did that to her. Like,
but that was her. I think also in like the 90s, 2000s, prop stars were more manufactured. Now people can go viral on their own because of social media. Like Britney Spears was entirely manufactured.
You know, they either like get plucked out or manufactured.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mix.
Also like K-pop.
He's definitely not the
first. Did you ever, have you ever like read about or heard about how like K-pop bands are started? They're like basically housed in these like K-pop group homes, kind of, so where they can like, where they can like grow incubator. Their followings.
They're in vitro fertilized.
Like, no, like the potential stars are like groomed to be the stars when they're young, and they're like all like pushed together in their groups to like.
So it's almost like
create content.
Canadian hockey, or
I don't
something.
Know. What's Canadian hockey like?
Basically, like in Canadian hockey, like all like there's like kids who are like groomed to be like hockey kind players, of. And they're like sent to these hockey camps, and as they're like,
it's kind of like that. I'm not, I don't think I'm describing it well, but if you, it's very easy to read about because I haven't like thought about it in a while, but it sort of reminds me of that.
Just really quickly on Harry Styles, and I've been thinking about this. You know how people were like freaking out about what he wore, like that in a good way. They were like, "Wow, he looks so good," and that like clowny jumpsuit without a shirt on. I was looking at it and I was like, what the fuck is he wearing?
Right.
Like he only looks good because he's like, he's built and he has the tattoos.
He's Harry Styles.
And he like just has that way about him. And then I guess like juxtaposed with that like very rainbow like overalls. Yeah, that is funny and like kind of looks intriguing. But it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And if like somebody else was wearing it, they would be like worst dressed ever. There was one meme that I saw that like, that was real, that I was like, yes. Someone was like, Joan Rivers. She instilled fear on the red carpet. And like, that's what's missing from today. And I agree.
Someone should replace that. I feel like there's definitely an angry, snarky biatch out there ready to.
I always felt Morgan Stewart was really good at that, but they canceled the show. On E, so like whatever. But okay, other things that happened. Kim Petras historically won. She was the first openly transgender woman for winning Best Pop Duo Group Performance. Do you like that song Unholy? Have you listened to it?
No, but what's his name? Christopher, the actor from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Posted the funniest thing on Instagram this morning. I was laughing at it like a few times. Where he, what did he post? It was, you know how people are freaking out about how Sam Smith's performance had like the devil costume?
Yeah,
but it looked like so dumb. It looked like a Halloween costume. So Michael Imperioli wrote like, wow, like I didn't realize that these were authentic Satanist costumes. I will have to be on the lookout for these.
Yeah. People were like pissed that they were like worshiping Satan. What the fuck are you talking about? This isn't like a concert.
It's a show.
This
have you heard of artistry?
Like, also, this isn't... First of all, I didn't find it that entertaining. But this isn't, like, we're not at, like, a church thing. Or, like, this isn't, like, a religious ceremony. Right?
Yeah, it's...
It wasn't, like, serious.
This is just, like, such a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
About, like... trying to start a satanic panic because of stupid fucking hat at the Grammys and the song about Unholy. Panic. But it's not the first time. It's not the first time. Remember Lil Nas X?
Yeah,
I think he had
so
a performance
mad.
That everyone was mad about a few
so
months
mad.
Ago. There's a this hat. Look, it's not the Grammys unless there's a Satan worshiping blasphemous artist for people to get mad at. So, you know, this year it was Sam Smith.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
The best thing that I think that happened at the Grammys was like Ben Affleck again.
Oh, I don't understand what's so going on.
I think he needs like an SSRI.
It's just, I just think it's kind of like, how do they let him, how is like, what, how is a discussion,
J-Lo's publicist?
Do they not have a discussion before this of like, if you're going to come, Ben, and maybe you don't have to come. If you're going to come, you need to like look alive or don't come. And that's
he just
also okay.
So mad. Like he didn't like, he doesn't, I don't think
and
he
they were,
likes
like, fighting.
The
Did
attention.
You see that clip?
Yeah. It looked like she told him to sit up straight and he's like, I am. And then like they noticed that the cameras were filmed. That's what it seemed like. But obviously I am not a lip reader.
Sitting up straight was not his issue. I thought
he just looked so mad. There was one picture of him. The thing is like, these are stills mostly. There were some GIFs of him like bouncing to the music without moving his mouth. But like, he just looks like he just doesn't want the camera on him unless he is filming for something. You know what I mean?
He also just looks really tired and like unhappy. Like, just like, he just looks like he did like rolled out of bed a little bit for this. Like, just not, did not.
I just get like jaw clenching vibes from him. Yeah.
These two are heading for a divorce. The whole thing was pushed to be way more lovely than it really was. They had too many weddings. That's always a bad sign.
I mean, if you don't like attention, why are you with J-Lo?
Yeah, she loves it. Like, loves it.
Also, like, to your point, to tell him, like, if you're going to be miserable, you should just stay home. As someone whose parents had that conversation many times, there's really not much you can do about it. The person's coming because, like, they're not going to not come and they're still going to be miserable because they can't control their facial expressions. I know that there's stills, but you never see him looking happy ever. That's
no, there
thing.
Was
like,
one. No, no, no.
Except
there
for
was
when he was
one,
touching her ass on the yacht. That was like
there,
a year ago.
No, no, no. There was no, one picture I saw of him genuinely laughing with, like, someone, another celebrity from the show.
So when he gets away from, the Grammys, from his wife.
When he was doing his Dunkin' Donuts ad?
There too, no, but from the show. So I'm going to give them a little bit benefit of the doubt that like maybe he just
the benefit
doesn't.
Of the doubt.
The benefit of the doubt, yeah.
Question. So you're giving them the benefit of the doubt. But are they, okay, sure. But do you think this is like forever? Like, I'm not saying they're going to get divorced tomorrow. I'm saying like 9 months, 10, 12 months.
The problem with them is like it would, okay, if it really just comes down to he's just like an introvert and this isn't like where he thrives, but he needs to go because he's now J-Lo's partner and like they like each other for who they are and it's not a big deal. Okay, like I can see them working. But the problem is I think J-Lo is too much of like a perfectionist of image and like she would want to control how it looks and she wants to come off as this like happy story fairy tale ending, so like I don't think she's gonna deal with it well for a while, you know, for much
longer.
But if
you like someone who they are, then you're not trying to perfect your image all the time.
No,
so I think
that's
what
I
impossible.
I guess what I want to know is like what they, and I believe that they like each other to an extent, what do they see, like what do they admire about each other?
I think we're assuming that they think about it that way at all.
I think they love each other.
Ben Affleck really seems like he has some depth.
I think they're like into each
Definitely.
Other mostly. Okay, but does J-Lo have any?
Yeah, like did you, I watched her documentary on Netflix. She definitely also has depth. Like they're not these just like, they're definitely not like just morons who want
fame.
I'm
not saying they're morons.
You know what I mean?
I'm definitely not saying they're morons.
Depth is different than smart.
Yeah. I don't think they're stupid. My question is like priorities wise. I don't think that the problem with a relationship is how much they do or don't like each other. I think it's more about how much they each have the capacity to put another person in front or their relationship in front of themselves. Because he seems very unhappy and she seems very obsessed with making it seem like everything's amazing. Mm-hmm. And those two things can't possibly coexist.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's a little down these days.
But he's always down.
Post-wedding depression.
He is. He isn't always down. I don't know. I really want to give him the benefit of the doubt. There's also the whole thing with like drinking. There was one clip of like them on the red carpet for the Shotgun wedding. And she was like taking a sip of alcohol. And it looked like he was saying something, like he was mad at her. And he was saying something in her ear. And she was just kind of like, there's cameras on us.
She was taking a sip of alcohol.
She was taking a sip of
alcohol. I thought she doesn't drink. That's her whole thing.
Oh, well, then maybe she was drinking water. It looked like it was in an alcohol glass.
I thought she's like very notoriously a non-drinker. That's part of what she attributes her.
Well, this is what My point was is that like a lot of people then started speculating a bunch of like, this is what's wrong with their relationship. And I just wanted to say that like what people end up, while there is also the argument like where there's smoke, there's fire, there's also the argument that like, what we think is happening is rarely what's happening behind closed doors. That doesn't mean that maybe they won't work out, but I think maybe for different reasons.
Okay, but when you have a lot of like data points and they can't even keep it together for two red carpet events.
And that's something you know there's going to be a million cameras on you all night. This isn't like you strolling the streets of Venice or whatever.
Maybe it's just that she's like making him go when he really just doesn't want to go. And that's just like it.
Then he could just not go. And it would seem much more secure if she went and dazzled people. And then when they weren't at an award show, they seemed happy. But they don't even really seem happy when they're sort of just mingling on the street. Think about if we had a friend.
They seem
and they every time you see them, they seem Miz. And they're fighting with their spouse. And there's never been a time, or there are very few times when you're around them, when they are just kind of seem good and relaxed and just neutral at least. That's Bennifer.
At least not newlyweds.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter really. It's just the consistency with which they're not really that happy.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I guess we'll see. If I were betting on this situation, I would bet negatively.
I could see them not wanting to turn around and divorce so quickly.
Yeah, yeah, I give them a few years at least.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Just because it's embarrassing. You need one year per each wedding that you had.
It is awkward and embarrassing, and unless they just go like annulment and just bite the bullet.
No, that's even more like, why did you need to get your marriage annulled? It was that
it's
bad.
Like, we fucked up. Yeah, we fucked up. We ran into it too quickly.
That's too.
I wanted to fix my image after A-Rod cheated on me with someone from Bravo. Like,
that would change her image too much. She would never. It's too imperfect to have an annulment.
People know about. They're gonna stay together for a bit.
Yeah, for a couple of years. I agree.
Speaking of red carpet body language, did you see those photos of Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher?
God, it's all over.
For their rom-com, Your Place or Mine, which I don't even, had you heard of that?
I saw it up there. It looks stupid, so I didn't watch
it. It's on? It's up? I can't wait to watch it.
I think I saw it.
No, I want to see.
I'm pretty sure it's up. I definitely saw at least a preview. It might not be out. Maybe I just saw a trailer for it.
Yeah. And they've been promoting it. That's how I know about it.
Do you think they did this on purpose, almost like as a like "Don't Worry, Darling" type hype thing?
I was wondering that.
But then, like Ashton came out and said, like, the problem is like you look too cutesy. Then there's rumors of cheating. So then after those pictures came out, like then you saw like Mila Kunis after it was all over. People were posting it everywhere. And we were like, it just became a meme because it was so awkward. They were just like standing next to each other with like, Reese Witherspoon has never just stood on a red carpet with her arms crossed. Yeah. Like that is the most standoffish
vibe. Making me think there is something going on.
It looks like that's okay. I was wondering that, but it looks like the header for like a law firm.
Yeah, Selena and Bart. R.I.P. Yeah. though to like one of them. I forget which one. But then, okay, so then the headlines, like, to cover it all up, like, the crisis PR came in, and apparently there were, like, headlines where Mila Kunis said that she called them, emailed them, and were like, what are you guys doing? And then they had, like, all of this, like, more PR. They went on another red carpet, or they did something together where they were, like, so smiley, and, like, Reese, I think they even forced them to post photos of each other. Like, Reese posted a selfie of them, like, really happy, and his arm was around her.
And then she wished him a happy birthday or something.
Yeah. And then there was a clip of him on, like, Jimmy Fallon, and he said, like, he was telling the story about how this movie came to be, and it was so fucking fake. He was saying how, like, you know, for years, I've done around like 12 rom-coms, and at least 6 of them, I was always asking, like, can we get Reese in? Can we get Reese? Maybe we can get Reese in it. And she's never in it. And then this one, finally, I get a rom-com, and, like, they're telling me, and Reese is in it, and then some other stuff. And he's like, I got this incredible script. I'm like, incredible script? This movie definitely sucks.
I guess we'll see. It comes out. We've been informed that the movie comes out tomorrow. So
yes!
So I guess we'll see.
What's the premise of the movie?
The trailer looked dumb. I don't even remember.
The premise? I know. I know. What is it? Much about this. It's like weird because I didn't think that I cared about this until this conversation where I know way too much information. But the premise is that these two have been like friends for a really long time. And then they like, I think they met by like hooking up once per trailer.
So it's Friends with Benefits again?
And then, no. Then they come and then they decide, like, okay, let's try it out after, like, years and years and years of friendship. I think that's okay. The idea.
Interesting. I wonder if that plays into why they chose to, like, be really non-sexual towards each other.
It's just, the pictures are so fucking funny. They like, are. They couldn't want to be further away from each other more.
The whole thing feels deeply unsexy, but now that it's like become a conversation, I'm like, okay, I gotta watch this. But it's not the kind of thing that I'll watch the whole thing of if it's not kind of immediately grabbing me.
It's also just like, I don't know. Do we really care about these two in a rom-com together?
No.
That said, though, I really did like Shotgun Wedding.
Did I watch that?
It was like dumb entertaining.
That's all I want on a Saturday morning to be watching something dumb but entertaining.
Yeah,
so,
I thought it was like so stupid, but like kind of funny.
Perfect. I don't know. Perfect.
What does Rotten Tomatoes say about Your Place or Mine?
I don't know. What does your Bible say?
It has no reviews yet.
That's because it didn't come out yet.
I thought sometimes there's reviews before.
Critic reviews usually.
Yeah.
No critics reviews yet?
Well, no, but I can read. Let me see what the synopsis is.
Maybe they wanted to make sure.
I just shared
Debbie
it.
And Peter are two best friends and total opposites. She craves routine with her son in L.A. He thrives on change in New York. When they swap houses and lives for a week, they discover what they think they want might not be what they really need. Okay.
So it's like
that's
the
like
holiday.
Not what I got.
Just
yeah,
in time for the
it's
Oscars.
Like the holiday.
Aileen said they've been best friends for a long
for a
time.
While,
they don't
they
seem compatible at all.
The other thing that I thought added to the unsexy nature of the red carpet were their outfits. Like that they chose. Like she was dressed in like a work dress. And
yeah,
he was
what?
Like, it was just Witherspoon, really weird.
It seemed it's like, sort of like how it felt like energetically how Gen Z sees millennials.
Yes. It felt so boomy. Like I just was like, do we really need these two in a rom-com? You know?
No.
I'm not. I don't really care
I'm
for
watch
either
it,
of them.
Guys.
Or Mila Kunis.
I'll any probably
of,
watch it.
Any of them.
Yeah.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic Brew is a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tom Brady posted a thirst trap. He posted a mirror selfie of himself on Instagram stories wearing nothing but underwear, all for his apparel brand, Brady Brand.
He was sitting and then he was like, his hand was like cupping his penis. It was
okay,
like,
here's my question. If you saw a guy on a dating app with this photo, where would you swipe?
Well, it depends. Is it Tom Brady?
I mean, is it Tom Brady?
No. It looks exactly like Tom Brady, but it's not like Tom Brady.
What's
the person looks? And there is no Tom Brady. You don't know. It just says it on the.
I would not swipe positively.
Me too. It's when you think about it as being from anyone but Tom Brady. It's so creepy.
I mean, I didn't realize it was to support his brand. That makes a little bit more sense.
I thought he
because
was
it
just
probably.
Like,
it did what he wanted it to do, which was got a lot of headlines. And
I thought he was just
probably,
being like, I'm single now. Here I am, retired and
I
single.
I thought it was a cry for attention described as a Brady brand.
That's
promotion.
What I thought. But now that we know that it's a promotion for his apparel company, what is he selling?
Brady brand.
Brady's. then it makes a lot more sense because it's a very strategic, good. Now, I didn't know he had this Brady company that I still don't know what he
but
sells.
You still. But I'm assuming it's underwhere.
But
it's
I'm more funny. Likely okay. to know about it
I'm
now
not
than
Google
before.
It.
And then yeah. also,
I'm
like, he writes, deals. He wrote, the caption was, deal's a deal. Did I do this right? And he tagged NFL players, Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski. And then also Rob Gronkowski wrote, but like, you have to show the whole thing.
like, oh, you can't, that's funny.
It was a bet.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Or it
says
it was
in summary,
excuse.
It was all part of a bet back in 2022. June 2022, Brady tweeted that if a post from Brady Brand got more than 40,000 likes, he would recreate the photos himself. And here we are, divorced, and 8 months later, he's there strapping.
It was just the day after he retired again. Come on.
Also, it's funny because like his caption and his like thirst trappiness is like also very boomy.
He tried to deflect it by tagging his friends.
No, he like right and being like, did I do this right? Like that's so it's so like person who like first posts on Instagram for the first time, you know.
It was very Teddy Mellencamp.
Well, now that he's retired, he has, you know, extra time. He's trying to
he has a sports huge casting. Contract with yeah. with Fox Sports.
Did it start
for like $275 million?
Did it start yet?
He's on break.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's on a break.
He's on a break.
I think I mean honestly, I enjoy shitting on Tom Brady, but
fun.
This one's like is kind of cute. Like, that's one. I don't know.
So you would swipe
Jenna
right.
Likes the Tom Brady thirst trap.
You would swipe right.
Even
if he wasn't Tom Brady.
I don't know if I would swipe right, but he is Tom Brady, so he can get away with more than a random person.
I wouldn't swipe right on any like modeling shots.
Neither. That's what. That's kind of my yeah.
An app.
I wouldn't,
would you swipe right on Ashton Kutcher half of the premiere photo?
Yeah, I would because it wasn't a thirst trap.
It's like more cut out the woman next to him.
Yeah. You just see her pantsuit arm.
All right.
It's like just. It's like also like you're an actor. Just like don't be weird. Like just act, know how to act normal. Like you're not weird. Just like act like it because you're an actor.
Yeah, like that's what makes me think something happened or they were doing it on purpose. It's one or the other.
Right. It's like this is your profession is to like make things that you don't that don't seem differently than they are.
That's after, why it seems like maybe there is something.
After like, this recording, I'm going to go look at the pics just for more entertainment again.
Should we talk about a different chiseled face? Army Hammer?
Yes.
Sammy, what's going on? Or Jordana, somebody who knows.
Sammy, you can you give us the rundown? Probably would be more accurate than mine.
Okay, so Army Hammer, did you read the Airmail article about him?
No, I didn't read the books.
I read the highlights.
Okay, fine. So basically, the publication Airmail did sort of a rehabilitative look into Army Hammer and what happened with his scandal and the allegations around him. And overall, it was kind of a narrative trying to help him.
So what is Airmail?
Airmail is a website started by Graydon Carter, who used to be the editor of Vanity Fair. It's interesting that Graydon Carter would be the one who Army Hammer is agreeing to go to the, you know, be on his publication, because Graydon Carter specifically was someone who refused to allow like Epstein allegations to be fully published. There was apparently some sort of, you know, conflict with the journalist Vicky Ward, who was gonna write a full profile of Epstein long ago, essentially like including all the allegations that he was running the sex trafficking ring, and Graydon Carter made her take it out, so, or at least according to her account. So that's one reason it's interesting that his website is essentially the one that is publishing this particular article. Mm-hmm. So
it follows a narrative.
Yeah, exactly. So just putting that up front. So it's kind of in like three sections. The first section like talks about Army Hammer as a person. It talks about the allegations. Then it talks about like going into the then the second section, I would say, goes into why maybe the allegations like weren't false, like more or sorry, were overblown, or that people only listened to this one account, House of Effie. And then the third part is sort of like a, we couldn't cancel people, you know, anti-cancel culture. Like he shouldn't be like totally blacklisted. It talks about the Cayman Islands and how he needed to go there for money. So basically he admits that he was 1,000,000% emotionally abusive to the women he encountered, but that everything was pre-discussed and consensual. He also said that his interest in BDSM and like violence and sex was the result of childhood sex abuse at the hand of a youth pastor when he was 13. He said that it introduced sexuality into his life when it was at a time when it was completely out of his control. And he also revealed that he, trigger warning, attempted suicide in the Cayman Islands in 2021 by swimming as far into the ocean as he could and hoping that he would just like not make it back. But then he stopped himself because his kids were there. And now he says that he's like a happier person and he's happy that this happened to him and he doesn't like regret it at all. Right. So that was kind of the crux of the article. And then
he doesn't regret doing it, or he doesn't regret what happened to him.
That it came out.
Okay.
Oh, and it also sort of like tried to turn it on Elizabeth Chambers, saying that she was coordinating with the victims to get them to speak about him. So it definitely wants to give him the benefit of the doubt. My feeling on it is just like, no one's saying that Army Hammer has to like go to jail without something being proven. People are just saying they don't think that he deserves to make millions of dollars in rare movie roles. You know, like there are only so many movie roles. And I mean, why does he deserve one?
I think he was supposed to be in Shotgun Wedding.
I think idea is he would deserve one if he was a good actor.
Well, there are plenty of good actors.
I know, but there are plenty of people who will. I like the fact that he's taking accountability. I like the fact that he is apologizing. Obviously, it doesn't make it okay or that he should be like forgiven necessarily. But like, what else is he going to say? He's trying to explain himself to an extent. He's not saying it's okay. He's apologizing fully. I mean, like, what else can you really ask of him?
But in the article, he doesn't. He doesn't take full accountability. He like says that like he understands that the power dynamics were there, like he gets that. But then he backs up and says, "Well, actually, like everything that we did with when he was like talking about the House of Effie girl and like all of those encounters, like everything that we did was completely consensual. She was the first person who introduced me or something to like
to be
non-consensual, consensual." Like sex play. And then so the House of Effie, Sammy, you were about to say this, but like then House of Effie like responded on her stories to everything that he went, and she went by like a lot of different things and like showed text messages and showed DMs that like disprove everything that he went and said in the article. Like, actually, this I didn't introduce you, here's a DM saying like you asked me to do it, like things like that. So it's
also the texts exonerating him have conveniently been deleted, according to his lawyers. And his lawyers claim that they've tried to subpoena to get them, but they can't. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, the texts that are visible don't seem to exonerate you.
So did he not admit that he was he set up 1,000,000% emotionally abusive?
Yeah, but she's accusing him of rape. And and so he's saying like he's not taking accountability for anything like that he could be legally prosecuted for.
You know, you can't really besides her also said that
yeah,
he's done that.
Yeah, there's one girl, she's a pretty popular influencer now. He carved an A into her like crotch, and there's a picture of it. And wow. And the article's like it was only like 1 inch deep.
Like, fucked up.
Right? Like so there's a lot of evidence. Who knows what actually happened between him and Effie, but he's definitely not taking responsibility for it to the extent that other people are saying he should, more than one person. And I don't know. To me, it's like, maybe he doesn't need to be in a movie like this year. Like,
is that what he's trying to do?
Yes.
He was saying like how much money and how many roles he lost because of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, like, then he, like, gave some examples of other people who were, like, able to come back from being canceled, quote, unquote. I don't remember who.
Doesn't he have family money?
No,
so the family money is, like, not really. Here's the thing, like, you were making a lot of money, so where is all of that money?
The family money line, though, was interesting. No, the family line was interesting because he was, like, he acknowledged that he did have grow up with money, but he chooses not to use it, and that he, like...
It's like Prince Harry and his inheritance.
Wants to like, yeah, that's what I got from it. Although I don't know if that's necessarily
true.
But he says he's broke, but I don't fucking believe that he's broke.
How does he living? You think he's living in like a shack in the Cayman Islands?
If he is truly selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands, as was shown, if he was, I would have to admit you would only be doing that if you're Armie Hammer. If you are broke, I would have to believe.
But he plays it down.
I know. That's why
he plays both sides on that whole thing too. Because he says, I was broke. I really needed a job. But then he says, I was only like in the office with my friend who was selling timeshares. Like he doesn't even admit that he was really doing it.
He wasn't having client interface. What about the flyer?
He doesn't admit to doing it, but he also said that he needed to. So that didn't even make any sense.
Very confusing. The other thing that was also contradictory was that he says in the article that like through all of this, he realized that like this was his interest in BDSM was a result of like being abused at 13. But then Effie posted DMs from like with timestamps of like when he talks about this, literally the same exact quote about being out of control of him like years ago. So it's just, it's a little bit of like, I don't know.
Maybe he's acting, you know, that thing that Ashton Kutcher and
made up the story about being molested.
No. Not that he made that up. I'm saying like he's acting like he wants to be really rehabilitated. Like he was just, it wasn't that bad. And I'm being like kink shamed.
He doesn't have the text messages and he doesn't know what's in the text messages, therefore he felt like he could just kind of say this shit and didn't realize that like Effie has all of the text messages and like can't believe that she has all this timestamp and probably has no memory of what he said before.
I also think like many men, he's relying on the fact that she seems a little bit like there are things that I think could easily discredit her. Like she was personally into BDSM. And I think like there are things that he was looking to discredit, saying that she was like following him around, mm-hmm. around like to Nice and all these places. But she posts on her own story explaining like what she was really doing and has, you know, other timestamped information there. So I don't know. I hate to say it's like somewhere in the middle, but personally, I'm not really interested in watching Armie Hammer in a movie right now.
I don't think it's his time to be back.
Exactly.
In movies
it's like
at the moment.
Here's the thing. It's like you could call it cancel culture, but really it's like the most capitalistic thing that could ever exist. Like right now we're saying there is not demand for the supply of Armie Hammer movies. Like we're not saying that there will never be. We're saying like right now that's just we're not buying what you're selling as consumers. It's not that he's canceled.
Is the in like, the article it says that he's trying to get back into movies?
Yes,
like I don't.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that. Did he?
Is that
it literally cites the Call Me By Your Name director who is like who says I would love to work with Armie as soon like but us. he can't get like bonded by insurance companies is I think the problem.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's an insurance question and that people are worried about. Like so it's more than just like does the director want to work with him? So
right. Okay. That. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's not telling 100% the truth. It seems like that's being made clear. I mean, obviously, she still has all the texts. But I guess, I do think there's probably, like, if he's genuine in his apology, again, I'm not saying he should immediately be put back in movies. But I do think if he has, I don't know if it's true or not, if he has reflected, if he does feel sorry, if he is working on himself, like, maybe one day, I don't think it's right now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I mean. No one's saying he can't like go out and live his life and like get a job. They're just saying we don't want to watch you in a movie where you get paid millions of dollars when there's plenty of people who are great actors who could take those roles.
I'm sure there's Cayman Island theater groups he could start in at the moment.
Small off Broadway plays. I think right, like he could be in a small play.
I would be offended by him being in a Cayman Islands group theater.
In the Cayman Islands group theater. If you were a small group theater,
Ibero Star nighttime entertainment. Yeah.
I wouldn't even be that offended in seeing him in an off-Broadway something.
Maybe. I honestly wouldn't either because the people who want to see it can go see it. And like, it's not that he's going to get paid exorbitant amounts of money.
They wouldn't hire him because they wouldn't bet that people would come and see him.
There would be people who would see him.
I think that we can send him, for people that were saying to the Caymans, we can send him back. Because he is the topic of conversation. He was the original inspo for our Cayman Island send-off.
It's not so embarrassing to sell timeshares in the Cayman Islands.
It's just
humbling for them. Exactly. Yeah. It's just humbling that these people have to get honest jobs after they fuck up. That's really all this is about.
Do you think he's flying coach? Not even
Instead
Delta
of
Comfort?
Premium.
He's broke, yeah.
Comfort. Yeah. Let's give him basic.
Send us your latest air travel receipts. If you're flying coach, I will believe that you were broke.
He if might have flying, extra points left or not.
If he's flying Delta Comfort,
the glory days.
I don't buy any of this. If you're flying Delta Comfort or above, I don't buy any of the story. If you're flying coach, I'll start to look more into it.
Very black and white point of view. Okay, next week, can we please talk about Bad Sisters? I know we don't have time today, but I really, really loved it. I told Aileen to watch it. Jordana, I told you as well. But
yes,
I'm here.
I liked it. Everybody who's listening, it came out a while ago, but like I guess Sammy just happened upon it recently, and so if you have seen it, great. If you haven't, something to watch. But I thought it was entertaining. But let's
it was
talk
highly
about
recommended
week.
To me by a few people, and then okay. I finally gave in, and I was like, this is perfect.
Let's I thought it was okay, but we can discuss more next
this
week.
Is the whole conversation. All right, that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And follow me at Sammy. Please rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.